Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Bob, thank you very much. And things have changed around here as far as New England football is considered. Back in 1991, I was drafted, as you know, we just told Mr. Kraft, fourth round, and I was picked up downtown Boston and driven to a small place called the End Zone Motor Lodge. And that's where we stayed back in 1991. And it's great to sit up here with some of the older guys like Willie, because Willie remembers those days. But since this guy right here, the owner of the New England Patriots, has taken over this football team, it's been 20 years. And that's how old I've gotten. 20 years, Mr. Kraft, since you've been in that first war room sitting next to Bill Parcells. Talk about that experience, what that was like first owning the football team.
Well, it was a great thrill. You know, I knew I was never good enough to ever play the game at a high time level, but I always dreamt about being involved with the franchise in my hometown, and being able to buy it was such a thrill. I never forget going in to the war room in our first draft, and my wife had gone away because she knew I'd be busy the whole week, and she was in Russia on a charity mission, and a call comes into the draft room right before we're picking, and it's my wife, and Parcells gives a look, and he said, she's calling from Odessa, which was Russia. And he thought, what's she doing, scouting Odessa in Texas for players? So he gave that grumpy look. But what happened, you know, in that draft, the first daddy, Big Daddy Wilkinson, was the talk of everyone, and he was taken number one, and Marshall Faulk was taken number two, and we really coveted having Willie at number four, and Redskins picked before us, and they took Heath Shuler, and we were so happy. And then we got this guy, and what he's meant to our team, the whole building block of, he went to four Super Bowls, we won three. He was the captain and team leader, and we're so lucky. You know, you think about it today, the number one rated player is from USC, 6'5", 265 pounds. At USC is South Carolina. We had our guy from USC from the West Coast, 6'5", 270, and one of the greatest players in the history of the franchise, our guy.
All right, we're going to bring in, let's give Willie a hand. I was fortunate enough to play with Willie, and believe me, the late 80s, early 90s, the culture was different here as far as what was important, setting the tone in the locker room. Guys like Willie McGinnis, Troy Brown, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Curtis Martin, Ben Coates, Drew Bledsoe, and of course, you know, now it's Tom Brady, Gerard Mayo. But Willie, you were the first pick of the Kraft ownership. There have been 180 picks since then. Go through the process when you were selected. What was going through your mind coming out of USC, and what did it mean to be a Patriot?
Well, first off, I want to say I'm elated and happy to be here with all the fans, and we're going to give you guys some real insight, behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I'm going to tell the truth for once. We're going to talk a little trash. We're going to talk a little trash. So we're going to give you guys some of that dirt that you guys hear about sometime, and we're going to really get into it, because we're happy you guys are here, and I'm happy I'm here. And this is special for me as well. Being that first pick, honestly, I didn't know what was going on in New England football-wise. It wasn't a good football team. I knew about Drew Bledsoe, of course, because I played against him at USC. He was at Washington State in our conference. I knew about Bill Parcells because he coached one of my favorite players, and Lawrence Taylor, and he had won a couple of Super Bowls. So the only time I had any contact with the New England Patriots when I came in for my visit. I spoke with Bill here, did a little tour, and he asked me a few questions, and that was it. There was no phone calls. There was no private workouts. There was nothing. And if anybody knows Bill Parcells, of course, you know that's how he liked everything, to stay under the radar, throw up all the smoke signals, and not let anybody know what he's doing. So I had four representatives from the Dallas Cowboys at my draft party in California with the hats and everything ready to go because they're going to trade Alvin Harper, their receiver, move up in the draft and take the fifth pick. So I was going to be a Cowboy. So I had the hat on and I was excited, and then the phone rang and it was Bill Parcells, and I took that thing and flipped it before the cameras caught me. They stormed out of there. Jerry Jones slammed the phone down. You saw it on air, and Bill was like, "You ready to get going?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm ready, Coach." And it started from there. I was excited.
Mr. Kraft, how much have you learned since that first draft as far as being an owner? Did you know the stuff that Jerry did?
That's the first time I heard that. I'm really disappointed that we upset Jerry Jones.
Were you friends with him back then?
Actually,
not yet, right?
No, he was the New England Patriots had 23 lawsuits against them. So they just wanted some new owner to come in and take him over. So he actually was very nice in the beginning. He's been very nice right through.
Mr. Kraft, how much has changed in the whole process as far as the ownership and how the league has changed going all the way back to 94 to what it is here in 2014? What's the biggest thing you've learned?
Well, number one, I've learned because of players like Willie, who are great, great young men, this game has captivated the spirit of America to the point where our draft tonight will do better ratings than the NBA playoffs, than NHL playoffs. And the good mayor of Boston would like to see part of the draft come here to Boston, and we'd like to help him do that. 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible.
All right, Willie McGinnis, you've won 3 Super Bowls. I think my favorite moment of yours, and maybe you have some others you could share with the fans as far as being a player, could have been one of the days hanging out with Chris Slade on his back deck. Could have been a big game, but my favorite one was 4th and goal against the Colts on the road in Indianapolis. See, I think the fans agree with that.
At Jaron James.
And you remember Willie running down the middle of the field holding up the finger, and you knew they were destined for something. Favorite moments, Willie, playing here?
Actually, one of my favorite moments outside of that play wasn't a lot of people's favorite moment. You guys remember when I got the holding call, the Rams game, and the goal line? Okay.
On Marshall Faulk.
Well, let me tell you why I got the holding call. Nobody ever knows why I got the holding call. Down on the goal line, we had a play called Banjo. Marshall Faulk was the offset running back. I had him outside, and Bruschi had him inside. Well, when Marshall came off the line when the play started, he started outside, so I stepped outside of him. Now, Kurt Warner at the time got a little bit of pressure, so he started to scramble to our left. You guys remember that? Well, when he started to scramble, Brew went with the flow. Now, I'm not calling Brew out, but Brew went with the flow. Like we do. We have our instincts. So Brew started going with the flow. Now, me being the team player that I am, when he went inside, I realized that now we don't have our inside guy on the banjo. So I tackled his butt. Right? So we had smart coaches. We rather live to play another down than to give up a touchdown. So I tackled him. We got the penalty, of course. Kurt Warner fumbled the ball to Bucky Jones, gets up. I mean, we would have blew that game wide open, but because of me, I was the GOAT at the time. They end up getting the ball back. We had the penalty, and they scored. But the best moment was for me is something that this entire team that we had possessed. We never gave up, and we never quit. So we come out a couple more series, and Kurt scrambles. And I'm the guy that's feeling the pressure because now they're coming back. I end up getting a sack to knock them out of field goal range. So for me, that was like kind of a relief. That play right there meant more to me. It meant so much to me because I helped us get out of the jam I put us in. And it gave us an opportunity to win that game, which we all know what happened the last minute and some change in that football game. So I was happy that it didn't go the other way, because then we wouldn't be here clapping for me, and I probably wouldn't be up here today talking about it.
Now you understand why I consider him to be part of the family. I was going to say firstborn, but Jonathan might not like that. But right close by with Danny there. What a special guy. But I agree with you in that Colts game, stopping him at the one-yard line and then seeing Peyton walk away with that shrugged look. We got to do that again.
You mentioned Willie being the first pick, and I think everybody knows that, you know, you have the press conference, and then the first pick goes out on the field. You and Jonathan are there. You take a picture, and that's your tradition each and every year with your first pick. In your office, is there a string of 20 guys there? Which one's your favorite?
Hello.
Here it
Hello,
is.
Hello, I'm right here. He came from California and gave up his gig on the NFL Network to be with us.
There's one more thing that's not talked about a lot. And you tell me where you get a player of the caliber of a guy like Willie McGinnis, an owner like this guy, who is considered to be the top in the National Football League, where you talk about stability. The quarterback position, Willie, you played with both guys, Bledsoe, then Brady. Mr. Kraft, you had Drew at the beginning, then it's Brady. Let's start with Willie. What's it mean from the team standpoint to have a guy, and especially a head coach, to be that rock at the top?
I think it's really important, and I had three head coaches while I was here. Of course, Parcells drafted me, and we went to a Super Bowl, and then Pete Carroll came in, kind of the bridge coach until Belichick got here. And for me, it's tough. If you look at some of the other organizations across the league, we were talking at dinner. We just used Cleveland for an example. I mean, they've had almost, 10, 20 coaches, nine coaches?
Eight coaches since 99.
Now, when you get a new coach, you get a new system, you get new philosophies, you get different personalities, you get a different vision of what the team should be. It was really important that after Pete Carroll left, that Mr. Kraft went out and found a guy that he thought, you know, that he believed in. When a lot of people had their questions that this guy could be the guy that could be here for the next 15 to 20 years, and it's happening. This guy is going to be the guy that the players take on its personality as far as being smart, tough, physical, guys that can go out and win football games. I think that's really important because you have a system in place that works. You have a system in place that players buy into. Players from other teams, they die to get over here and play with the New England Patriots because they know, one, you're going to have success, you're going to win games, you're going to be professional, and you're going to do things the right way. So when you have a coach and then when you have quarterback that is not in and out of the lineup, a guy that's consistent that you can count on from A to B, that I always say our quarterbacks, the two guys that I had, Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady, and this is a big statement, are probably better people than they are football players. That's saying a lot. So that's really important for me.
He says that, tell him he should look in the mirror because he's the same kind of guy. We're lucky to have you. He has great parents. He's a great guy. We're so lucky. I was lucky to have you as my firstborn.
Yeah, you were lucky. You're real lucky.
Sorry we didn't pay you enough, though.
And as you see, you know, with the NFL draft taking place tonight, some of these quarterbacks that are coming out, you think, with the number one overall pick, the Texans got to get their guy. Back in the day, you got Drew Bledsoe with the number one overall pick going off the Brady Bledsoe thing. Tom Brady, it's well documented, the Brady six other guys taken ahead of Tom. You know when you got Tom. It's pretty cool to be here to see the success both guys had, the success they had, you know, and still to this day, and Tom having a lot of time left.
Well, I think how lucky we are. This is the beginning of our 21st season, and we've had two quarterbacks start for us in the 21 years, and there are some teams that have had 12 or 15 start in that same period. So surrounding yourself with good people, trying under difficult circumstances to keep continuity and stability, keeping your system in place, it's very hard in this day and age of free agency and everyone trying to always come after you. But we've had a great group of guys, and hopefully we keep it going this year.
All right. Last question for both guys. Willie, you're a West Coast guy. You come back probably every year, every other year. You do stuff for NFL Network, obviously. What's it like to see all the changes here in Little Foxborough?
The big conversation for me, Jonathan took me around this morning to show me the improvements. If you can improve this place, I mean, you're doing pretty good. The improvements to the meeting room, the facilities, I just think it's great that Mr. Kraft and the Kraft family and this organization, they are unlimited when it comes to giving these players and coaches the resources to be the best that they could be, to perform at a high level. And I was one of those guys that was one of the first guys here every morning early, and I was one of the last guys to leave. If I had all this when I was here, I would say I probably would have to bring a sleeping bag. They got sleeping rooms now here in our facility for the coaches and the football players. And that, if that's not dedication, if that's not saying something, if there's not a constant change, if there's something that's going on that can make a player better, that can help a player recover from an injury or a surgery, that can give us that technology as a coaching staff for our coaches to go in and get the edge, then Mr. Kraft and his family is doing it. And that's saying a lot, because I've been to other stadiums, I've been around other owners, absentee owners, that this was like a write-off for them. You know, they didn't have a relationship with the players, they didn't know half the players, they didn't really care about football. I've been on that side as well, and you appreciate it as a player. You appreciate it if you as the working environment and everything. And I think it's special, and I think a lot of respect needs to go to the family, the Kraft family, and organization, because not only with charity and giving back, but they make this easy for us to be successful. It looks easy on Sundays, but there's a lot that goes into it. And he deserves a lot for that. And if I had all that stuff when I was here, we were building, but we weren't there yet, I would probably have a little room with a sleeping bag, because I wouldn't leave the facility.
All right, let's give it up for Mr. Kraft.
Thanks.
You're going to end it here. This is your last
thing. Well,
what do you got to say?
It was very kind of Willie to say that. But I'll tell you, when we bought this team, the big differentiator for us was all of you fans, who lined up here in the snow the first day and bought 6,000 season tickets. And you've been behind us all the way. So thank you very much. And we got to thank Z-Man here, because he's sick as a dog, and I shouldn't be touching him. But he came out to be with us.
These opportunities don't come around that often. So what am I going to do, sit at home?
It's a big hand for Z-Man.
Right. See, that's a good thing. I got a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. I live 5 minutes from here. I drop them off at Patriot Place every weekend. We need some more discounts here.
15 restaurants.
Hey, thanks again. Enjoy the rest of the night. Turn it over to Bob Sosie, Willie McGinnis, former Patriot. Give him a hand.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.